Good morning, good morning, good morning. This your girl Lorna B of Moliv with Lorna B. My voice might sound a little deep because I actually am sitting here laying in the bed actually. Just woke up, the sun coming into my window a little bit, and decided to do a Worship Wednesday message. This will be our last Worship Wednesday of 2020. And I am so thankful that we've all made it this far. We definitely have so much to praise God for. Amen. God has truly kept us, and He will continue to keep us throughout the rest of our lives. I definitely know this year has been a hard year for millions of people. Over 300,000 deaths in America because of COVID, but I don't want to stay so focused on COVID. It's terrible, but people have died of other things as well. And so to everyone who has lost a loved one in 2020 and in the previous years, you know, because some people are still dealing with that, even though it was 2-3 years ago, we're definitely praying for you. To people who have lost their jobs, who are dealing with financial issues, we're definitely praying for you. And no, 600 is not enough, but God is. Amen. 600 is not enough, but God is. We're praying for, you know, people with relationship issues, be it your husband, your wife, your mother, your father, your children. We're praying for that spirit of division to leave your home, to leave your job. This is definitely a time to be together. You know, we are greater together. Amen. We are stronger together. Amen. So we're praying against that spirit of division. We're praying against racism, systemic racism. We're praying against hatred and prejudice. Amen. Because God is bigger than all of it, and He knows exactly what's going on. So on this Worship Wednesday, I just come to you this morning with a grateful, thankful heart. Amen. Because God is bigger than COVID. Glory to God. God is bigger than death. Amen. God is greater than family issues. Amen. God is greater than relationship issues. Amen. God is greater than your sickness. Christ bore our sickness on the cross. Amen. So therefore we are healed in Jesus' name. Amen. God is greater than anything that we're dealing with that's not of God. God is greater than depression. Amen. God is greater than anxiety. Amen. God is greater than the feeling of being alone. Amen. Because you're never alone with Christ. You're never alone. Amen. God is greater, greater than anything that is not of God. He's greater. He's greater. He is peace. Amen. He is joy. He is happiness. He is our comforter. He is the lily in the valley. He is the Alpha and the Omega. He is the King of Kings. He is the Lord of Lords. Amen. He is our provider. Amen. He is our El Shaddai. Amen. He is our ram in the bush. Amen. He is our everything. Glory to God. And we will forever praise His name. We will forever worship Him. And on yesterday, I was talking to my neighbor, of course, socially distanced outside. Amen. And he was saying that he's older. He was so ready to go back into the church. And I told him, I said, well, you know what? I haven't been in the church building since March of 2020, but my God has my relationship grown so much stronger with Jesus. Amen. My personal individual relationship. But I told him everybody is different. And I was asking him, well, what is he doing since he hasn't been in the church? And he said he reads the daily devotion. And I said, well, what about actually getting in that Bible and reading your Bible? What about turning on some gospel music throughout the day? What about listening to other ministers? They're all over social media. Amen. And so, but every, you know, to each his own. But I just feel 2020 has really allowed me as the mother, you know, of my home to really bring God in, usher in the presence of God, usher in the spirit of God, and to teach my kids, myself, amen, because I was doing it already, but it really gave me time to teach my children about Jesus Christ and about their relationship and about a praying lifestyle and a worshiping lifestyle. And you worship him through the worst. Amen. You worship him. That's how you kill the enemy. That's how you defeat the enemy. When your praise doesn't stop. He wants you to stop praising when you lose a loved one. He wants you to stop praising when you lose a job. He wants you to stop praying when things don't work out right with your relationships. He wants you to stop praising when you have financial difficulties. He wants you to stop praising. You know, that's what the enemy wants, but absolutely not. God wants us to praise him when we're up. He wants us to praise him when we're down. We praise him every day, not for what he does for us, but for who he is, because he is the King of Kings. He is Jehovah Rapha. He is Jehovah Nisi. He is. Amen. So don't you dare let the things that are going on in this world, this flesh, to worry you and to stop you worshiping who has kept you, who created you. Amen. God created us with a purpose. Amen. And we're not going to leave here until we fulfill that purpose. Amen. And you have to speak life into yourself and speak hope into yourself and speak abundant living into yourself and speak kingdom life into yourself daily. This is a warfare we're dealing with. This is a spiritual warfare we're dealing with. Amen. Amen. So we have to put on our armor. And our armor is the word of God. Amen. Amen. You guys, I guess it's time for me to get up and try to do a little workout. But I praise God. I thank God for allowing us to see December the 30th, 2020. And I pray that God continues to open up our eyes daily and we live in purpose. But the number one thing is that we put God first in everything we do. Amen. And everything else will be added unto us. Amen. Please continue to check me out on my podcast and on Instagram at More Living with Lorna B. It's all about motivation and inspiration and keeping it moving in the name of Jesus. I love you, but most of all, who? God loves you. More blessings. Peace.